Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. You know, most homeowners insurance and some renters insurance includes protection against theft. And it seems like every home security company now is running ads telling you to protect yourself against theft. Well, we hope you realize that you have a heavenly theft protection policy that contains six key provisions, and they're all found in Ephesians chapter 6. Number one, you must wrap your loins with truth. That's Ephesians 6:14. In the world system, people fight legal battles with lies, exaggerations, evasions, and cover-ups. The main job of a defense attorney is not centered on the truth. It centers around the protection of his client or her client and doing whatever is necessary to get him or her off. In God's courtroom, truth prevails. Your attorney is the incarnation of truth. He's none other than our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
Hallelujah.
Yes. The Bible tells us that Jesus is our attorney.
In 1 John 2, verse 1 says, we have an advocate, an attorney with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. The New Living Translation says, we have an advocate who pleads our case before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who is truly righteous.
Your spiritual theft protection policy will demand you to be truthful. Disregarding the truth will cause you to forfeit the battle to the Father of lies.
Mm.
If you do not deal in truth, you literally, if we don't deal in truth, we literally open the doors of our home and our lives and invite Satan to take whatever he wants from us.
Number two, you must wear the breastplate of righteousness. That's Ephesians 6:14, the last part. If you want protection from attacks of the enemy, you must also stand before God in true righteousness. Don't get caught up in the false righteousness men try to create by their own words. We have no righteousness except what comes through faith in Jesus Christ. Isaiah 64, verse 6 says, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are but as filthy rags. If there is hidden sin in our lives, Satan will use it to overthrow us. Hidden sin makes it easy for him to take your goods. When you find sin in your life, you need to go immediately to Jesus. Look, he knows about it already. And
absolutely,
ask forgiveness. As soon as you do this, the devil loses his ability to steal from you. It's as simple as praying this prayer in 1 John 1:9. Should have it, I'm sure many of you do, have it memorized. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9.
And honey, in order to be unrighteous means you first had to be righteous. And he forgives us and cleanses us. Number three, you must cover your feet with the gospel of peace. That's in Ephesians 6:15. This requirement simply means that we must always, always be about the business of telling the world about the Prince of Peace. We must be sharing the good news that Jesus lived, died, rose again, and is alive today at the right hand of the Father. You know, we need to remember that Scripture looks upon your feet as the vehicle which carries the gospel message to others. You are a living testimony. Share your testimony when you get the opportunity presents itself. Many Christians limit God's power in their lives by not going daily into the world with the message about the Prince of Peace. Please remember, world evangelism is not optional. It's mandatory. Mark 16:15 says, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Number four, we must carry the shield of faith. That's Ephesians 6:16. Hebrews 11, verse 6, it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him." Faith is crucial to our theft protection plan. Not only is it the substance of things hoped for, it is also the part of our armor that quenches the fiery darts of the devil. It is what makes you strong and the devil weak.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Word of God clearly states it is our faith that overcomes the world. In 1 John 5, verse 4, strong statement. "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Because so many wonderful teachings on faith are available to Christians today, we won't spend a lot of time on that subject, although I do love it. However, we do recommend that you regularly increase your understanding of it and keep strong in it. Faith is probably the most vital element of our Christian growth because it is a key part of our theft protection policy.
Number 5, you must wear the helmet of salvation, Ephesians 6:17. Salvation is more than just asking Jesus to forgive you your sins. Salvation is a daily walk with him. It's a lifestyle.
Amen.
It's a progressive walk out of the old nature and to the divine nature. Wearing the helmet of salvation means you're constantly seeking to make the Lord's mind your mind. Philippians 2:5 says, "Let his mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." You know, honey, football season starting. Football players wear helmets for good reason. They act as a shock absorber.
That's right.
Helmets are designed to protect the head from the impact of a tackle. This protection allows the player to continue the contest without being disoriented each time his opponent blocks or tackles him. In the same way, the helmet of salvation protects your mind. Let there be no doubt about it. When you meet Satan, it'll be on the battlefield of your mind. When he assaults you, his powerful blows could disorient you. But the helmet of salvation keeps those blows from hurting you.
Hallelujah.
They keep you focused on the Word. See, we're saved and under the blood of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. But we must know who we are in Christ because it enables us to go on to victory without being stunned and confused along the way.
Amen. Number 6, we must utilize the Word of God. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6:17, last part. In Ephesians 6:17, the end of it says, "And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." No true soldier would think of going into battle unarmed. The enemy would delight in such a foolish move. Yet so many Christians try to wage spiritual warfare without properly using the main weapon God has given us, and that is the Word of God. It is a mighty offensive weapon. It can cut down every deception lie the enemy sends our way. Isaiah 54, verse 17, don't want you to miss that. "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper." It goes on to say, that every tongue that rises against us, we can show to be in the wrong when we're standing on the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
It's our heritage.
That's right.
So how will we ever fight a spiritual war if we don't even have a working knowledge of the most important weapon we've been given? In Mark 13:31, it says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away."
Honey, Satan cannot prevail against us if we are armed with the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Notice when I say armed with the Word of God. See, we don't just mean having it tucked neatly under your arm. We mean faithfully committing it to your mind and understanding.
The Word of God will save you much sorrow and serve your best interest if you know what it says. Psalm 18, verse 30 says, "The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler, defender, shield, protector to to all those that trust in him.
If we put on God's full suit of armor, he promises
Hallelujah.
We will stand victorious in the evil day. With every part in place, we'll easily win. God's theft protection plan will work for those who work it.
Hallelujah. When we get attacked by the enemy, our first thought should be, wait a minute, what does God's word have to say about this? Ephesians 6:13 in the Living Bible says, so use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy wherever he attacks. And when it's all over, you will still be standing up.
You will still be standing up.
Amen.
Hallelujah is right.
And this is good word right here. Start accusing the real thief, the
Satan.
Devil.
That's right.
That's right. Satan, the devil.
God wants us. He wants to help us reclaim everything the enemy's stolen from us. He's waiting for us to, if you will, to file our lawsuit.
In the right place.
In the court.
Of heaven.
Of heaven.
Amen.
Now, we want you to say this out loud with us. Devil, we put you on notice. This is the last day you will steal from me.
Yes.
Your days of ripping me off are over. I have now advanced knowledge. This knowledge will knock you out and put me on top.
Yes, Lord.
It will put you under my feet and force you to give me back everything you've ever stolen from me.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. There's just one more thing, Satan. You also have to pay me interest. 7 times the amount stolen.
Proverbs 6:31.
So get ready, for I'm filing a lawsuit against you, and I'm not filing it in any earthly court system. I'm filing it in my God's heavenly courthouse.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
If you ever get down in your spirit the realization that we have been given the authority over all of the ability of the enemy, and that nothing can by any means hurt us, then you are on the way to stopping the devil dead in his tracks, that he cannot come against you no matter what it looks like. He cannot win because the heavenly sphere is so much more powerful than the sphere of the world that we live in today.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hallelujah. And amen.
That's right. Go to HaroldHerring.com if you've been blessed by the teaching.
I've been blessed.
At the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Check out this week's 2-minute video. And if you do Facebook, check out, Harold Herring. I've got a personal page, but I'm moving it all to a business page. But on any of these pages, I've started doing a Rich Thoughts Minute.
Amen. A nugget.
And
staying strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And that's what it's all about.
And it'll bless you.
It will.
Well, till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.